the Saturday Life Brigade. It's a pretty special day here today. There's a first-time listener in the audience listening in West Penn Hospital. And it's not very often that you can say to somebody, well, you know you were born yesterday. But she was. Poppy was born to Papa Nicholas Homan. We'll talk about what fatherhood's been like for a day sometime during the next hour or so. But hello to Mom, Brittany, listening. And congratulations, Nicholas. It's really wonderful to share in this today. And Brewer's Row is here featuring the aforementioned Nicholas Homan. Dad Mark, sister Leah, Corey, Drake playing bass. We'll talk with them in a little bit, but let's just get started. Here they are, Brewer's Row.
Kiss me lightly under heavy skies. I swear we'll let let you go, but not tonight. I'm too weak to be the one to say
goodbye, goodbye.
Brewer's Row, that's a nice song. It's good to have you guys back. I was looking at your website towards the last few moments of that song, and it's looking good. Somebody did a nice job making your website real pretty.
Combined efforts of Jason Esser, Leah's husband, and my father, Mark.
Yeah, looks nice. Well, let's turn to new dad here.
All right.
Mentioning you have a chance to say hi to your wife and daughter.
Yeah. Hey, girls.
What time was your daughter born?
She was born at 6:25 yesterday morning.
Wow. So just a little over a day old. I know you've been anticipating this for a long time.
9 months or so.
Yeah.
give or take.
That's generally about right. Was it anything like you expected?
I guess
it had to be a little bit like you expected.
Yeah,
but
we were expecting.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were a lot of things that were like I'd expect them to be, and then a lot of things that weren't. But I'd say all three of us now are all pretty. We go with the flow and took things as they came, and everything's all good now.
That's great. Now, Poppy is her first name?
P-O-P-P-Y.
Why?
Like the flower.
And middle name?
Marie.
Poppy Marie. What a nice name.
I think so.
And how much did she weigh?
She weighed 7 pounds and 8 ounces.
Good at all the dad questions. I don't see any cigars.
No cigars.
That's fine.
They're not good for you.
No, they're not good for you at all. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I didn't get a chance.
They had a little celebration, a little surprise party for Nick that I almost spoiled. I almost said, see you tomorrow at your surprise event. They had a little surprise breakfast for Nick that I wasn't able to attend, but I get a chance to congratulate you the day after, which is pretty cool. So you guys continue to create, and tell me a little bit, who wrote the song we just heard? Was that yours, Leah?
That's actually one of Nicholas's.
Ah, it's a nice song.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
And what was the name of it?
We call it Goodbye, Goodbye. But I guess the titles that we use on our songs are usually just... We just use them amongst ourselves. They're working titles, I guess, until they're down in print.
Yeah, I know, and you've got some songs that don't really have titles.
Yeah,
talked about that before.
Most of the songs we play are not in print, so we haven't really settled on specific titles for most of them.
Do you have CDs available for folks now?
We do. We have recorded one studio album. And it's called The Jaw for the Job, The Heart for the Sin. And it's available on most online compact disc retailers, probably in digital form too, on iTunes. And we sell them at our shows and, accommodate reasonable requests as well.
I think the next show is at the Thunderbird coming up next month, and probably some other things between now and then too.
Things pop up.
That'll pop up.
Yeah.
Let's get to another song. Let's identify who's peering out into the window, because we have these guys here listening.
Those are our biggest fans out there.
Yeah, who are all these people?
They're here from Leesburg, Virginia. At Pretty Girl with the Glasses is my granddaughter Molly, and the young man behind her is her brother William. Is Riley out there? Riley's out there also.
Hey, Riley.
They're all children of my oldest daughter, Nick and Leah's sister, Lauren. And they came up, A, to see the baby, and then B, to come see us play.
How nice. And, well, they're welcome, you know, to come in if they want. They can sit over in the corner if they want to do that.
And that's my son-in-law, I want to mention.
Oh, hi.
Because he did the driving.
If you guys want to come in, I think there's room to the – we'll just sort of walk by Corey. You guys are small. You can fit by the base. And
you fit in the base.
In the base, yeah. You can even put on some headphones. It's cool. You'll hear all of the concert-type sounds as you listen.
Corey's wife and son are out there somewhere, too.
Anybody can come in. Can you hear me okay? There you are. Do you want to say hi real quick here? Do you want to talk into that green microphone? What's your name?
My name is Molly.
Hi, Molly. And have you seen the baby yet?
Yes, we saw her yesterday before we came back to the house.
Have you ever seen a baby that young before?
Yes, but it's a new surprise each time.
I'll bet. And this is your niece? Is that right?
Cousin.
Yes. Cousin. I have trouble with those types of things. would you like to say hi? No hi's? No hi from you either? You're the spokesperson for your family today. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another song. What would you like to do next?
I think we're going to do a song called River Charms, which is another one of Nicholas's.
Terrific. Once again, Brewer's Row.
Stained grip the wheel. The scars in your hull disappear. Barks and river walls racing along. Using floorboards for bedrolls and a brick for pillow. For your gas cans, boat fuel and a glass jar for the local brew. Stashing maps and charts below. Wind is blowing fast and cold. Power and scope is a bridge. It's never far from you.
chase you away. Stay the claim, don't. River Charms, boys you call, beat you me.
Brewers Row, we can clap for them. Oh, come on, a little louder. Mark, it's got to be fun for you. Your family's growing and growing here.
It's wonderful. Wonderful.
How, your own kids, were you playing music when they were young together?
Yeah, sure. We always had an old upright piano, and I banged on it, and I played the guitar, and kids got old enough, they just started joining in. And now Molly and her brothers are just following along, taking piano lessons, writing their own music, playing the ukulele, all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, that's excellent. I never noticed until now, Nick, you have a little bit of David Bowie. I'd love to hear you doing some David Bowie covers. You know, has anybody ever told you that?
Thank
before?
You, Larry.
Yeah, a little bit of David Bowie. It is in your range there. I can see you doing.
Well, I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, although you sound like yourself. More. In fact, I'm always all of you sing really well. We haven't heard Corey sing much, but all. But you all,
maybe it's because you look so much like David Bowie.
Hey, getting there a little bit of the Ziggy start. No, not really.
It's just the makeup. I really don't look.
No, I think it was partly the tempo of the song, and just I just heard a little bit of him.
Cool.
Sometimes I hear those things and nobody else does. The You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. What you're hearing is all live. And thank you for tuning in. This group is called Brewers Row. Mark is, I guess we'll call Mark the leader since he's dad. And
I wouldn't go that far.
No?
Okay. I mean, in some ways. Certainly.
Is anybody lead? Or you guys always actually seem pretty egalitarian to me in terms of direction and what you do.
We've got, you know, certain departments and subcommittees head up different aspects of the band. And the
I just realized
it's
after,
well spread out.
After I said that, is egalitarian could just be a euphemism for rudderless, and that's not what I meant at all.
But this is pretty accurate.
At times. Yeah.
Well, no, you do. Everybody does some different songs, and, you know, you all write, right?
And yeah, actually.
You know, and there's, you know, some, you can just plug that right in, and you'll be good. You're just getting some headphones. Hey, you got it? Yeah, there you go. What would you guys like to do next?
We're going to do a blues number, probably a song that if anybody is familiar with us, they probably have never heard us play this song because it's brandy new. And you just mentioned that we all write music, write the music that we play. This song was written by my father, who started his songwriting career a little later than the rest of us, but he's
at about 56.
He's off to a good start.
So you started after your kids started.
Well after, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, one thing before I forget, you know, looking at the website, I'm really glad you have lyrics posted because not enough people do that, and sometimes it's hard to, you know, you want to just focus on the sound of everything without necessarily catching every word. And I'm really glad you did that. So if you're listening now, well, I guess you are, but as you listen now, if you want to go back and catch the words, you can go to brewersrow.org. That's kind of like if anybody can't hear me, raise your hand.
Right? If you're not listening, turn on the radio and pay attention.
Poppy, you still awake, Poppy? Okay, I hope
She's
Poppy.
Probably awake. Brittany's probably asleep right now.
You won't find the lyrics to this song.
Yeah, this one's
this
real
one's
new.
Brand new, yeah. Yes.
Well, now
so
you
pen
you
and have pen and paper ready.
Okay, we'll transcribe this.
Here's
as you sing it.
Yeah. you were talking about song titles. This one's entitled, at least tentatively, the 9-10 Blues, and that's because I wrote it in September of this year.
That's my wedding anniversary. September 10th.
That's what the song's about.
Okay. Well, it's either that or driving from Wexford to Harmerville, but I think 9-10 snakes through there. The 9-10 Blues.
Played in 9-10 time to signature. That's not true.
Coming from a man who's probably had 4 hours of sleep in the last 48, I'll bet. So.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's Brewer's Row.
Thank you. your face I see, clear to see. But your right won't meet my focus. Your thoughts don't come to me. Stand and stare in hypnotize. I'm alone in my dream. For things I think I'm seeing. They seem. Wipes your image from my view. And I'll raise my arm cover or be blind.
Mark, that's a good song. Have you played that in front of a crowd yet?
This is the biggest crowd we've ever played. This is probably the third time we've played it ever in front or not in front of a crowd.
It's a great song. Yeah. This is a silly question, but is it in 6/8?
It's six, eight, or three, four. It depends on how you write it down,
I think. But it really is hard to keep It's very hard not to be engaged by that song, and I think one of the reasons is the rhythm behind it. Leah, we've hardly talked to you at all today. You've just been over there by the piano.
That's okay. Playing. That's what I'm here for.
You have a relatively new baby, too, I think.
She turned one in August.
Wow.
So they do grow up.
That's something. Anything else new in your life?
I think my brand new niece is probably the newest thing in my life, and I.
Poppy's stealing the show today.
Yes, yep. Expect I'll be spending lots of time with her, so.
Yeah, I can only imagine. We probably have time, I think, for one more.
Perfect.
Normally, you guys have a perfect. Do you have a hospital bracelet on?
Oh yeah,
I thought so.
It's pink.
Pink for girls, and
that's what they do.
It's something. If you're just joining us, Nick's first implies there will be more. Nick became a father yesterday. That's the way to say it.
That's fact.
With Poppy being born, his daughter, at 6:25 in the morning. 7 pounds?
Huh? And 7 pounds, 8 ounces.
8 ounces, close. Off by 4 ounces. She'll appreciate my underestimating her weight like that someday. She's tuned in with Mom Brittany right now. I got Corey to smile, so it's all good. Normally, you guys have a drummer when you play out sometimes, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Jarrett?
We do.
We do, like, usually when we play out, got more of a, like, a sort of rock setup, electric instruments and drum set.
Well, I'd really encourage you to look for Brewers Row, visit their website, brewersbro.com, and look for them playing out, because this is a most original group in terms of the way they play and sing together, and the depth of the songs and the arrangements, too. It's always really a lot of fun when you guys are here. What do you want to close up with?
Another new song that probably hasn't been heard by people who have listened to us play.
We can't follow the bouncing ball on the website.
Right.
Anything else you guys wanted to mention, too, before I forget? I know your next show's scheduled right now.
Scheduled.
The Howlers.
Mm-hmm.
Or Thunderbird.
Thunderbird.
I'm sorry.
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird.
Both dog-themed.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we expect to have a date or two before that.
A Thunderbird. Animal themed. I knew what
animal
you meant.
Themed.
I knew what you meant.
I didn't know what you meant.
I was thinking of Moondogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it might be Moondogs.
Could be. Brings us back to Esther.
The youngest of my children is in the service in Germany, and he's coming home for 2 weeks at the end of the month, and we're trying to get a show lined up for when he's home on leave.
So. Oh, very good.
So if you're booking,
yeah, November 5th would be a great date.
Well, you know, and it's a good risk because the family will probably fill the place itself. So,
absolutely, yeah. We can guarantee a crowd for this one. No problem.
Well, thank you for being with us today. And here again, Brewers Row.
Thank you, Larry.
Sand that makes my bed tonight sticks to my skin. There's a fog rising. I notice a single star put up a fight. And in my head I wonder, I was out like a light. And I dream about your funny faces. And I dream about
your sideways glances. And I snuck a peek, thought you'd take a chance. But I danced with everyone but you. And I remember smelling chlorine on your cheek, and our salty kisses, they land like seasons of tears wet our lips. Babe, we had our reasons. You told me you gave up on Jesus.
Thank you.